Hello and welcome to episode 63 of A Little Bird Told Me, the podcast where freelance writers tell you all the tricks of the trade. We're here to save you from mighty embarrassment and mortifying mistakes and guide you to the very top of your chosen profession. Freelancing is a funny old world, so make sure you tune into this podcast every episode. And if you go to alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com, you can subscribe to ensure that you never miss an episode. You can do that via iTunes, RSS, or Stitcher Smart Radio. And we've made it really easy for you to sign up and be the first to hear our latest words of wisdom. On that page, you will also find any links we mention and the links to my own websites and social media feeds. I am Philippa Willits. And I'm doing a solo episode today without my usual co-host Laurie, who will be back in time for our next episode in 2 weeks' time. Today I'm going to talk about things you can do in under an hour to boost your freelance writing business. Often if we think we maybe need to expand, get a few more clients, it seems like a really big task. There are all sorts of things you can do, like, I don't know, design some flyers or add some pages to your website that you know might be helpful, but actually take quite a long time and it's easy to just not get around to them. So what I'm going to talk about today instead is if you set aside a period of 1 hour, then by the end of that hour, you'll have made progress in several different areas, all of which can help you to make your freelance writing business more successful. And so, with no further ado, let's get started. The first task on the list of things you can do in 60 minutes is reconnect with an old client. It's usually far easier to get repeat work from an existing client than it is to find a new client and build that relationship and develop a good working relationship. And so chances are you have some clients that you've worked for in the past, but who have maybe dropped off your radar a bit. You haven't heard from them for a while. This is a good time to make contact with them again. Now, you don't have to send them a pitch for work. You don't need to, you know, be too blatant about the fact that you're wondering if there's any more work coming your way. Just making contact at all can be a good way of making sure that they remember that you exist, they remember that you've done some good work for them in the past, and maybe put you back to the forefront of their mind. And there are a few different ways you can do this. The simplest way is just to drop them an email. Just say, "Hi, I'm aware it's been a while since I've last heard from you. I hope everything's going well for you. Let me know if there's anything I can help you with." I sent a very similar email to that a few weeks ago from someone who I used to get a lot of work from. And then over time it dried up and he's since got back in touch with some work. So it paid off. It took me maybe 3 minutes to craft something that was suited to him and his style. And just nothing hard sell, nothing heavy, just a quick hello, hope everything's okay, how are things? Alternatively, you could drop them a line on LinkedIn or say hi on Twitter. Or also, you know, it's coming up to that big December festival, so send them a Christmas card. Any way you can think of, really, that just reminds them that you exist and puts you back on their radar. So that is task number one. Task number two for how to boost your freelance business in an hour is to read a blog post or watch a video on a topic you need to know more about. Laurie and I always talk a lot in this podcast about keeping your training going. Doesn't have to be formal training, but make sure you're always learning. And so maybe you're aware that, say, you know that there's been a new Google algorithm change called Hummingbird, but you don't know what it is, and you're aware that you probably should, given the nature of your work. Then find a good blog post about it on a reputable website and spend 5 or 10 minutes reading and absorbing the information. Alternatively, it may be that you want to know more about how to use LinkedIn to market your business. find a couple of good blog posts on that, read those and see what you can apply to your own situation. Or if you have a specialist area that you write in and you want to make sure you're fully on top of the latest developments, spend 5 or 10 minutes looking up and finding a good blog post, or alternatively a video on YouTube or Vimeo. The only thing is, it has to be informative. It has to come from a reputable source so that you're not reading something that's not actually helpful to you and could damage the way you run your business. But that's task number 2. Learn something new. It doesn't have to take hours and hours. Task number 3 is one that a lot of us overlook, I think, and that is to spend 5 minutes updating your Twitter bio, your little profile information that appears when someone looks at your Twitter account. Now, most of us probably set up a bio when we set up the account and then have done very little to change and update it in the meantime. I know I'm guilty of this. I can go months and months and months without even thinking about it. But it is a good thing to do once in a while, because the services you offer might change slightly, the language you use to describe the services you offer might change, or you might just look at it now and think, well, that suited me then, but it doesn't really represent what I'm doing nowadays. A lot of people will follow you or not based on your bio. So if your bio consists of something that you thought was funny 6 months ago, but that just doesn't mean anything now because it was related to a TV program, or if you offer a wider range of services than you used to, have a look at your bio. Try and look at it objectively and think, does this really represent what I do now? Does it show me in the best light? Is this a successful and effective piece of profile information? Because this is what a lot of people will use to decide whether to follow you, whether to get in touch with you about some potential writing work. It only takes a few minutes, but it's well worth doing once in a while. Task number 4 is to ask one or more of your happy clients to write you a recommendation or a testimonial. I put this in partly because I'm really bad at doing this myself. I get self-conscious, it feels cheeky, and I intend to do it, but I don't. And so this is as much of a prod to myself as it is to any listeners who may be listening. If you have positive reviews on your website, on your LinkedIn profile, this helps your business a lot. It helps to reassure potential clients that you can do what you say you can do. And it provides social proof, which is the phenomenon where if people see that other people like something, they're more likely to go with it themselves as well. Laurie did a whole episode on social proof a while ago, so I will link to that in the show notes. It's well worth a listen. Because if you think about it, if you're looking at a website and you're not sure whether to trust the claims that are made in it, if you read genuine customer reviews, it can sway you one way or the other. There are different ways you can go about asking for a recommendation or a testimonial. A simple one is just to email, say, 3 recent clients and ask them, would you mind saying a few words about what I gave you, what I did for you, that I could then put on my website? Alternatively, you could approach people on LinkedIn and ask for a LinkedIn recommendation. Laurie did this recently, I'm sure she won't mind me saying. She asked some clients if they would write a few words about what she'd offered them, and because I know this is something I get stuck on myself, I asked her advice on how to go about it. And something that I really liked about what Laurie had done was that in asking for these testimonials, she actually pointed out a few specifics that those people might want to mention. So she said something like, if you could leave me a recommendation, if you're not sure what to mention, then perhaps talk about whether I submitted work on time, whether it was good quality, how useful it was to you, that kind of thing. And what that meant was that any recommendations she did get as a result of that approach contained that kind of useful information that prospects want to know before they hire you. You can use your recommendations in a variety of ways. You can, I know I have a page on my website for reviews and recommendations that people have left me that I update from time to time. If the person does it through LinkedIn, then that will appear on your profile as soon as you approve it. Some people put them on flyers or postcards they send out. Others even put quotes of recommendations on business cards. So if you can spare a bit of space on there, that could be helpful. There are lots of ways you can use recommendations, and as well as providing really good social proof, it can also be a little boost to your confidence. And we all need one of those once in a while, let's face it. Point number 5 in how to improve your freelance writing business in 60 minutes is to make contact with a potential alliance colleague. Now, we've talked about this quite a lot in this podcast, that actually there are other freelancers or small businesses that you can make contact with who offer different services to you, but services that are related in some way. And these relationships can be really important to build because you can mutually refer clients to each other. If a client asks for a recommendation for instance, a typical one that we often come up with, but that's because it's really true, is web design. If you have a client that you're writing a new website for, they might ask for your advice. Do you know any good web designers? Because if they're getting new text, they may as well redesign the whole thing. Similarly, there will be web designers whose clients say to them, I don't suppose you know a good copywriter, do you? If I'm having a new design, I may as well update the content as well. So making contact with that people in that kind of profession can be really valuable for both of you. This is the kind of thing that has to be mutually beneficial, so that you're not asking a favour so much as coming up with an agreement that benefits you both. Leads to goodwill, which can only be a good thing, but also it can work both ways. In terms of how to make contact with these potential alliance colleagues, this will very much depend on whether you have an existing relationship with these people or not. It might be that you already know a great team of web designers, or you already know a printing company who sometimes needs to recommend people to fill a brochure with content, with copy. Don't just limit yourself to web designers, even though that is the example we nearly always come up with. There's all sorts of people who might need copywriters, and who equally copywriters might need to refer to. So let's look at a printing company instead for the sake of a change. These are people that print business cards, they print brochures, flyers, leaflets, anything and everything you can think of. Maybe a client's asked you if you've written, say, a brochure for them, maybe they've asked you if you could recommend a good print company. Now, if you have a connection with a print company, then you can recommend, as long as you know they're good quality, they do what they say they'll do, you could say to your client, yeah, I recommend ABC Printing. I hope that doesn't exist. If it does, I don't specifically recommend them. I'm sure they're very good, but I don't know who they are. Similarly, somebody might contact that printing company and say, we're after some new brochures. I don't suppose you know anybody who writes them. Now, if you've already got a kind of alliance relationship built up with them, then they can refer to you. So how do you go about this? If you're in a situation where you have no contacts within that company, then making contact could be as simple as saying hi on Twitter, saying, hey, you're local to me, it's nice to meet other local businesses. You might make contact on LinkedIn, which is a more professional-based networking. And initially, certainly for this 60-minute task that we're doing today, just literally make contact, introduce yourself, say hello, and make a good impression. If alternatively you already have contact with someone and you've been thinking that, yeah, actually, that woman who works there could be a great mutual referral connection, and if you feel you've got a good enough relationship with them so that you know, first of all, that they offer great work, because you certainly don't want to recommend someone who doesn't, because that makes you look bad by proxy. But if you've thought about it, you like them, you think you can help each other, and you know they do good work, then this might be the time to make a suggestion about this. Ask whether they fancy meeting for coffee if they're local, or a chat on Skype, or you can even do it by email or LinkedIn message. And just make the suggestion. Explain why you think it would be beneficial for both parties. Make clear that this isn't a favour you're asking them. This is a mutual referral, informal, but, you know, has the potential to bring you both some nice bits of work now and then. And present it in a positive way. Explain how you think it might work and ask what they think. Now, if you spend 10 minutes identifying the right person and either making an initial contact, or if you have a relationship with them, making a suggestion of a kind of alliance-colleague relationship, then that could really blossom into something very positive for you and for them. Now, task 6, and this will take you 2 minutes maximum, is a very simple one. Put a handful of business cards in your purse or in your bag or in your wallet, whatever you tend to have with you most of the time, because you just never know when you'll meet somebody who wants your services. You might be having a haircut and the woman in the next chair gets chatting to you about how they're looking for a writer. You can scribble your email address down, but it looks so much better and more professional if you can give them a well-designed, attractive business card. You might be in the post office queue with somebody who needs a writer. It can often, some of my best clients have come to me from completely random scenarios. You can go to as many formal networking events as you like. In my experience, you get just as many clients from those random, purely chance meetings. And it's a real shame if you have one of those conversations with somebody in the post office queue, in the hairdresser's chair, sitting next to them on a train, and you can't take it any further because you don't have a business card to hand. Just always make sure you've got 5 or 10 in your purse, and that will take you, like I say, 2 minutes max at this stage, but could pay dividends for a long time. Keep them topped up, and there you go. So that is 6 of the 7 steps that are now completed. So have a look at how long those have taken you. It may be half an hour, maybe 50 minutes. It will be somewhere between the two. So what I want you to do for your remaining task, the final task, this is more personal to you and your specific situation. This isn't something that I am going to tell you specifically what to do, but I'm going to tell you what you need to do, and that is look at yourself honestly, think, what is the task that I know is important, but that I know I've been putting off? There will be something, you know there is, whether it's sending out some dreaded pitch emails, or whether it's sending out some overdue invoices, adding a new blog post to your website. There will be something, at least one thing, but just pick one, that you know is overdue, that you know you're supposed to be doing. But as you've given over an hour to follow the tasks in this blog post, use the remainder of that hour, however long you've got left, to make a really good start on that task. It might be that you've been putting it off so long that you imagine it's going to take you 3 hours, but in fact it will take you 10 minutes. Other tasks will take longer. But once you've made a start, it's a lot easier to carry on with it. So all you need to do for the remainder of this hour is make a start on whatever task it is you've identified. That is the task, starting it. Not necessarily finishing it, although you may well. Once you've started, chances are it will flow and you'll just do it. But making a start makes all the difference. So that is my 7 quick wins that will make a real difference to your freelance writing business and that you can do in under 60 minutes. Let us know how you get on. And so now it is time for the Little Bird recommendation of the week, in which we recommend something we've seen, read, played with, thought about, or learnt that we think might be of interest to our listeners. And my recommendation this week is an excellent blog post by Jennifer Matten of All Indie Writers. It's a great blog. If you don't subscribe to it already, then do so. Now, this post is called Relationship Marketing Basics for Freelance Professionals. Relationship marketing as a freelancer is really important. I really enjoy this side of things. It's all, well, they describe it as relationship marketing is simply the act of nurturing relationships with your clients and prospects and emphasizing client retention. In other words, it's everything you do to stay fresh in your clients' minds and keep them coming back for more. Now, this is stuff that if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know we talk about the importance of those things a lot. We probably don't always frame it as relationship marketing, but that is what it is. And this post is great. It just gives five simple, easy tactics you can use to improve your relationship marketing. And even if you just pick one or two of them, it can make a real difference to how you relate to your clients, how they relate to you, and how they think of you when you pop up in their email inbox or indeed their mind. So I will link to that post in the show notes as always. So head over to alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com to find a link to the Relationship Marketing Basics for Freelance Professionals on the All Indie Writers blog. And so that is just about that for episode 63. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you head over to alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com, subscribe, find our Facebook page, say hello, find links to my and Laurie's sites and social media stuff, and we will see you next time.